This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jazz vocalist Kate McGarry and her guitarist husband, Keith Gantz, have been collaborating for a decade. Keith and other band members accompanied Kate's vocals as she headlined the group's Grammy-nominated work. But after the two relocated to North Carolina, they decided to narrow their focus to their duo act. Now they call themselves Genevieve and Ferdinand, and they are with us today in the studio. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Hi, Thank Frank.
You. Tell us about this, because you were up in New York, heart of the jazz scene. That's what you do. And you decided to come back. How come?
Well, I think it was one of those things. After we were there for about a decade, I was in the middle of driving to teach at Manhattan School of Music and going, 100 miles an hour doing all these different projects. And I suddenly just pulled over and I called him and I said, I think I'm done. and Keith was just like, yay. And we started right away looking to see where we wanted to come. And this since he was from North Carolina originally, this ended up.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, so what was your reaction? Was it yay?
I think I was done with New York City long before, but I never thought she would be. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, maybe when we're, old, we'll retire in California or something. And that was my little light at the end of the long New York tunnel.
This is a much brighter night, like, when you make it North Carolina.
Yeah, so she told me, and I was like, wow, okay. And I asked her every day for maybe the next week or two to make sure she was for real, and she was. So I went to UNC and lived in Chapel Hill for a long time. And a friend of mine had just moved back, but said, if you're going to come down here, come to Durham. Don't come to Chapel Hill.
Yeah, exactly, like, right. Now we love Chapel Hill.
Sorry, CH. We love you.
It's a little hard to think about it now that we're here. So what about the scene itself? The jazz is kind of a big thing in New York. And were you worried about coming here?
Not at all. I mean, one thing is that it's an hour away. Literally, the plane ride is an hour away. And it takes a half an hour to get to the gate at the airport. Whereas before it used to take me about 3 hours to get to Kennedy. And so actually I go up to New York all the time. I'll be up a couple times in April and in May doing projects, recording with people or teaching or doing our own gigs. So we're up there all the time. So it's
in between, we're not there.
In between, you are here. Well, would you play something for us now?
Absolutely.
Sure. This is a tune from the new record, Genevieve and Ferdinand. And this is Can't Help Loving That Man.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die. I can't help loving that man of mine. Tell me he's lazy, tell me he's slow. Tell me I'm crazy, maybe I know. I can't help loving that man of mine. And when he goes away, that's a rainy day. When he comes back, that day is fine, the sun will shine. He can come home as late as can be. Home without him, it ain't no home to me. And I can't help loving that man of mine. Thank you. as late as can be. Home without him just ain't no home to me. I can't help loving that man of mine.
Kate McGarry and Keith Gantz are Genevieve and Ferdinand. They're going to be at the Art of the Cool in next month in Durham, but they're right here in our studio now. You know, the test of a true great voice is to be able to do it without a lot of processing, which we don't do here.
Yeah, I like that.
Sounds really great.
Oh,
this is, it's wonderful. It's a cover that you did right 10 years ago.
Yes. Yep. We had our very first gig together Valentine's Day 10 years ago. And that was a tune that we did that night. And ever since then, we've just been kind of working our way towards making this first duo record, which it took a while, but I think it was worth it.
And you do some writing. You do covers, but you're also writing your own music.
Yes, I've been doing some writing. Also, Keith writes some, and we have one or two on the new record that we like a lot.
She's got some good new songs she's writing for Genevieve and Ferdinand too already.
It
took 10 years to do the first duo album, and then a month later she's ready for volume two.
So this is kind of a pent-up demand.
I think so.
Tell us about this, though. The duo, I mean, that is different than playing, and for you, Keith, I guess, sort of as part of an ensemble to back mm-hmm. up Kate, now that you are a duo and you're collaborating, how has it changed your life?
Mm. I love it because I really love to play acoustic guitar and fingerstyle guitar, and you know, all the stuff that I get to do accompanying her, a lot of those roles I lose when there's a rhythm section, and I become more of in a traditional jazz role of comping and playing some solos. And, you know, I work in the acoustic guitar thing, but I love getting to do all the finger style stuff and the Brazilian stuff and the kind of hybrid of that with the jazz that we do together. So
it's really like an orchestra when we play together. That's one thing that I think is really special about the duo, because he takes all of those roles seriously, and I hear the percussion, I hear the bass, I hear, you know, all these different parts when he plays, which is very rare.
So how does that affect the writing and the collaboration? How does that work?
I come up with a song and a feel, and then he'll kind of flesh it out and see how he can really bring it to life.
Well, this next one is an original, right? 10 Little Indians.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And maybe, is there a story behind that?
Yeah.
Or can you make one up if there isn't?
there is a story behind it. The story is that this was a tune that I wrote to celebrate the lives of my parents who passed away about 1 year apart from each other. And you'd think it was just, you know, like a sad story, but it's actually a really beautiful story, because there were 10 of us. They had 10 kids, and we just... They sang to us. They taught us a lot of things in their way of bringing us up that I've never forgotten. And then in being with them as they passed away, I think this was their greatest gift to us, because there's that moment when someone leaves this world and where you're kind of helping them transition back, and you remember how they brought you here. And so that's what this song is about.
Genevieve and Ferdinand, 10 Little Indians.
Singing fed each hungry bloom. 30,000 days and nights of roughly these a life comprised. The gardener can no longer speak, but a hero's journey's in each eye. Where do we come from and where will we go? I am your arrow, you are my bow. And I remember kneeling round my mother's bed, or my tiny sister's fevered head, We prayed every prayer that Margaret knew, sure to catch the ear of the wandering Jew, or the steady Sunday afternoons. Our sacred school has whispered words my humble teacher never guessed. When he talked with God, my heart overheard. Where do we come from and where do we go? I am your arrow, you are my bow. Did you know at the start that you'd leave us this way? Your eyes a river running clear, as something you see takes your breath away. Away. We sang Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, carry him home. Where do we come from? Where will we go? I am your arrow and you are. One year of days passed in between these scenes that life does not rehearse. 10 little Indians hold her fast as mother labors in reverse. Where did she come from and where will she go? Now she's the arrow, we are her bow. And in circle we come and we go and we come and go and come and go. Swing low, sweet chariot, swing low, sweet chariot, swing low. Sweet chariot, come on in and carry her. Come on in and carry her. Come on in and carry her home.
Genevieve and Ferdinand on The State of Things with a song from their latest album, 10 Little Indians is the name of the song. And, you know, I don't like this question that I'm about to ask you. When bands come in here with names like, you know, Liver Kite, Duckweed, I don't ask them where they got that because the story begins, well, we were drunk one night. But I have to ask when Kate McGarry and Keith Gans become Genevieve and Ferdinand. Mm. Now, that there might be a story there.
Oh, thanks. Genevieve is my middle name, and it's a name that all growing up I was kind of ashamed of or kind of afraid of or something. I always thought kids would make fun of me if I told them that name. So it was always sort of like an interior thing for me that I held private. But it sort of brought me to a more whimsical and kind of like a different place in myself. And I thought it was appropriate for the duo. And I have always thought of Keith as Ferdinand the Bull from that kid's story, because he's very peaceful, but if he gets stung, he can bring it.
No, you're on the business end of that guitar. Is that what you're saying? Great group, great sounds. So happy
you.
You're here now, and
you,
I hope
Frank.
It goes well for you. And you're going to be at the Art of the Cool, which is a great festival, right?
Right. We'll be at Bayou Cafe on Friday the 25th at, I think, 9 o'clock is our show. And so we're part of this great lineup that Art of the Cool is having over the course of two or three days right around then. And so, yeah, we're really happy to be part of that. It's a great they're doing great work here.
And that is in April, right?
That's yes. April.
That's April.
Yes.
Okay, I just want to double check that.
Yeah,
well, that's great.
No,
it's a great project, and so happy you're a part of it. Yeah. I want to leave you time to play us out, but first I'm going to thank you. Genevieve and Ferdinand is vocalist Kate McGarry and guitarist Keith Gans. Art of the Cool Festival next month in Durham. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Frank.
They're going to play us out, but first I'm going to say this is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Here's Genevieve and Ferdinand.
Oh, Minas Gerais, um caminhão leva quem ficou por frente a no sol. O meu amor, eu iria ter meu pai sem um tostão em Minas Gerais. Alegria guardada em cofres, catedrais. Na varanda eu vejo um meu amor. Tem bênção de Deus. Todo aquele que trabalha no escritório, bendito é o fruto dessas Minas Gerais. Bendito é o fruto dessas Minas Gerais. Oh, ei, 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 ei